No filter?
You have no filter.
That's
quite obvious.
That's true. That's a good thing.
You say whatever comes into your mind.
Yeah.
You don't really modulate your inner feelings at all.
Yeah, it's a good thing for me, but it's a bad thing for water.
All right, so the filter is something that we came across, I don't know, a couple of months ago. And Al's brother has basically perfected it. Al's brother joins us now in studio, and you've always got takes, and you've got different things to say, whether it's pertaining to the Maple Leafs, the Indianapolis Colts, Miley Cyrus, you know, whatever it is,
that
Al's brother.
That was tough to hear.
So can I even, like, dig myself even a deeper of a ditch on that? Because, Hayes, you buried the lead with the Miley Cyrus conversation. Do you recall the story that accompanied with that yesterday?
Yeah, I wanted to throw you a bone and not reiterate that, but you slept on the street in New York to see her, which, is that what you're talking about, Al's brother?
Yeah,
the fact
yeah.
that you guys, like, where were you, on, like, Fifth Avenue in New York or something? Like, literally
like,
in Manhattan?
Yeah, it was, like, outside of Rockefeller or wherever the Good Morning America show is. They were doing a show there, and we were doing it. We had a family, it was like a family vacation visiting some family friends in Connecticut, and then the husband had mentioned that there was going to be a free show this weekend. My sister caught wind of it, who was also a big Miley Cyrus fan. So, you know, we just decided as a fam we're going to go down to New York and, I guess, sleep on the street so that we could get into the pit so we could watch this performance the following morning in New York City.
Yeah, that is a level of dedication.
Lived experiences, Brian. You haven't lived unless you've slept on the streets of New York for a night. Granted, my father went and bought a blanket.
How did one of the senior people of the family not pull the plug on that plan and say, actually, tonight we're not going to sleep on the sidewalk?
Well, funny story. My dad did not sleep on the sidewalk. He was smart. He went and got a hotel and met up with us in the morning. Unfortunately, I did not do that along with him, and I was foolish enough to stay on the sidewalk with my sister and my mom. So like, my brother was like 2 or 3 years old at the time, so there's no way that he was doing it.
No, exactly. And there must have been a bunch of other hooligans out there waiting to get in line
thousands,
too, right?
Thousands of people there.
Yeah.
Like it was actually crazy. It was a
last
wild
thing
wild
I
want to
hear about this. Did you get into the concert?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We got into the concert. It was a good time. It was like, I don't know, maybe 2010, maybe 2008, 2010, around that time.
Wow.
So I was young. I was like 14, 15. It was kind of right in the heyday where Miley Cyrus was really starting to take off with the Disney machine. Yeah, that's...
So you were in there. So if it was at Rockefeller, it was on
let's
NBC.
Get to the filter.
So it was the Today Show. Like you and Al Roker and everything, you're just kind of hanging out and bothering people in there, Al's brother?
I guess.
Asking for charcuteries in the morning.
Oh, that would have been
how
great.
How about a breakfast charcuterie board? What would that look like?
That look
bacon,
nice.
Eggs. Yeah, there's a lot of potential there. All right, so the filter, this is the way it works. And we'll get to our NFL picks later this afternoon. You've got takes. You always do. You want to send them out, but before you can send them out, you got to run it through. Generally, it's the three of us when Noodles is here. Noodles is not here today. So it'll be a two-man panel. Go ahead, Els, brother. What do you have in the chamber?
All right, well, let's start off with a hockey one here because the Calgary Flames are on an absolute roll right now, and I think Daryl Sutter is clearly the leading candidate for the Jack Adams Trophy.
Yeah, send it, 100%, no question. Like, who is even within contention of Daryl Sutter? Who am I missing that would
Rod Brind'Amour.
Yeah, but
Dean
Carolina's
Evanson.
They've been consistently good for a year. Calgary was a disaster last year.
Yeah.
A disaster. And look what they did. Now, Chicago is brutal, but they dismantled Chicago again last night. What'd they win, 5-2?
Yeah.
Like, it's day in, day out, coming off a road trip, back home, doesn't matter, irrelevant, they pick up the win. Yes, send it, Al's brother, with authority. Absolutely, Daryl Sutter.
Send it, 100%. And the one thing as great a coach as Daryl is, Hayes just mentioned it, that might put him over the top for Coach of the Year. Is that the fact that they were terrible last year?
Yeah.
Like, terrible.
Yeah.
You know, it's an interesting name that doesn't get brought up a lot here. What about Andrew Brunette with the Florida Panthers? What he had to inherit with that whole situation, they have not skipped a beat ever since he took over.
If they continue it, they will be sniffing around that all day long.
Yeah.
Because it's a unique story. It'll be something that's talked about. And if he keeps it up with their record, he will definitely be in the conversation.
Yep, 100%. Yep, it's generally, that's the story, right? That's why
yes.
I think Brind'Amour, unless Carolina runs away with the President's Trophy, which they might, I doubt it, but I think they'll. I'd put money on them winning it, or certainly being in contention. But he's been there longer. You need the new guy, like Florida.
Yeah,
has.
They won't even look twice at Brendan Moore because he won last year. They did it all. They do it all the time. John Cooper, Quenville, great seasons. They don't even get mentioned.
No, they don't get mentioned. It'll be a new guy. Even though Sutter's not a new guy on the block, he's been around forever. But he is in this conversation because of his tenure in Calgary. Just got there halfway through last season. What else do you have, Els, brother?
Well, it's an interesting one, but I bet we will see a couple Olympic-bound players opt for the one-game suspension to skip out on All-Star Weekend in Vegas to not jeopardize anything about playing for the Olympics.
Send that. I have no idea why they're having an All-Star game. I understand there's a partnership agreement with ESPN. There's new business stuff. But this year, of all years, why on earth would you have an All-Star game? I would cancel it. Just say cancel it.
Well, pulled the story there.
It's ESPN. A lot of money involved there.
Yeah, exactly. ESPN wants the game. They're the new partner. They get the game. And the NHL, it's lucrative. It drives business. It's in Vegas.
I tell my players not to go. Don't go. Take the one-game suspension.
Yeah, but
you keep them out of Vegas. You keep them off the ice. All of it.
But I don't think the teams care about the Olympics. You know, like you're already asking a lot out of your players to go to the Olympics. Then when they come back, they're going to miss a game because they chose not to go to Vegas and represent the All-Star team. I'm going to send it as well. I think players will do that. They do that every year anyway, with or without the Olympics. They do it. Like Ovi's probably going to be like, I'm not coming. Right?
Hey, were people at ESPN watching previous All-Star games? The players hate it. It sucks. The product sucks. No one tries in the game. It's a 3-on-3 game now, I believe. The skills competition has turned into a circus. It's flat-out hot garbage whole weekend. It has turned into a circus. It's not even watchable. I have no idea how ESPN would have said, we got to have that All-Star game.
Maybe they've got some ideas. Maybe they can be creative. That's what they need to hope for.
The only thing you can do is make $1 million cash prize to the MVP to get them to pay attention.
I don't know. I mean, maybe there's storytelling. Maybe there's some sort of...
I thought I heard they're going to try and do something like out on Fremont Street, like in old Vegas on the Strip there. They're going to try and have the skills competition around that. I thought I heard a couple of weeks ago something about that. And if
that's what they have to try, because...
Dude, I understand you got to try new stuff, but isn't that getting a little bit rinky-dinky? Like, come on.
That's the All-Star game. That's what it is. It's a gimmick. It's a big gimmick game. That's legitimately what it is. And it's in Vegas, which means it's going to be even more of a showcase gimmick.
It will be. It'll be really, the bells and whistles will be out. But you should be able to utilize that to your advantage to make it more interesting, right? Shoot a video of the big boys, McDavid, Sid, Ovi, and McKinnon playing poker, you know, or Matthews or something. Mic them up and have them play blackjack or something. But the NBA's All-Star Weekend is an event. Baseball's is an event because it's the only thing going on. The NHL, clearly, they feel like they can still get there or close to
it. You know why it's an event? Because everybody in the league, including the league's top players, want
to
be there.
They can't wait to be there.
Hockey has turned for some reason where the best players don't want to go.
It's a nuisance.
And it started out in my year, in 2002. Mary Lemieux, check please, not going. Matt Sundin, not going. Cujo, not going. I'm like, where the hell are these guys? And then it just started from there. Guys just don't want to go. They want to rest.
Well, there's nothing to play for. Like, at the end of the day, I hated when Major League Baseball stopped putting the World Series home advantage involved in the All-Star game. I was out. That was it. At least that was something to play for. Guys wanted to play, and they played their hearts out so that they could earn home field advantage for the conference. But there's nothing to play for. It's just like the same thing with the Pro Bowl in football. It's just a joke. It's practice, essentially.
Well, you know what you could do then? If the league could allow, but they'll never do this because you got to have a strict, strong salary cap that has absolutely no wiggle room, put it into contracts where players can make more money if they become an All-Star, make more money if they're an MVP at the All-Star game.
I believe there are All-Star bonuses involved in a lot of sports contracts. Oh,
but
you know that more than I.
Not in the NHL because of the cap ramifications, is my understanding. Because that's why there's no bonuses anymore. You know, there are with rookies and entry-level deals, but everything's, oh, we couldn't possibly go over the cap. That would ruin things. Well, if they allowed for some sort of flexibility, then maybe it would benefit things. But you're right, though. It is ultimately on the players. The players, they prove year in, year out exactly what we're talking about. They want to skip it, so why should the fans care? The players don't care. Why should the fans care?
All of
so
it's trash.
Change
all
the
of
players'
it.
Attitude, but I don't.
Every
think
year
it's gonna happen.
I try to tune in. I'm like, this is unwatchable.
No, it's goofy.
It's flat out garbage.
Like, yeah, it's not my thing. I don't care. But I think to the local market, it does matter. It means something to the business partners. It means something. But if you're watching on your couch, it's not a great product. Al's brother, what else do you have?
The Brooks and Bryson beef to me has already fizzled out for Friday. It's just I have no care in the world to watch it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say I'll say end it because I'm still curious to see them play a good golf course, just the two of them. They're great players. They're compelling characters. I don't believe there's this big beef. I don't believe it's going to be some sort of an, you know, animosity or some sort of really prickly type of event, which would actually be thoroughly entertaining. But this is a golf wasteland. There's a reason they play these events on Friday in November. There's nothing coming up. No tournaments. So from that standpoint, because I'm a golf fan, I'm going to say end it. Certainly not nuclear option, though. Delete your account. No chance. End it.
I'm just going to say that people are going to be into it in the States because they're hungover, they got a belly full of turkey, and they're like, you know what, there's some kind of golf on, and I could just see every guy with a boiler lying on the couch and watching two guys tee it up.
Yeah.
Like,
I would do that. I would love to if I was in the States.
I would have been way more into this if this was like 6 months ago, right?
Yeah.
The heat of when everything was going on. It's been so long since these two have had any type of riffs. It's been so long since the eye roll and all the interviews and stuff. At this point, it's like, it's almost as if when Pacquiao and Mayweather finally fought years after everyone wanted to, it just never lived up to expectations. And that's how I feel about this match at this point.
Yeah, I think you speak for the masses, Al's brother. I mean, ever since the Ryder Cup, things have changed.
They're boys now.
I don't know if they're boys. You know what you need to do is get Todd Lewis out there and have a hot mic situation, and then maybe we get back to it, right? Maybe Brooks says something that was supposed to be cut on the editing board.
It'll be forced. No hot mic will do it justice.
It will just be forced. It will be forced. All right, do you have anything else?
Oh, yeah. I'm always reminded by how much of a Leafs town Toronto truly is when the Raptors start losing, because it goes radio silent. You see no one wearing hats, no one wearing jerseys. It truly is a Leafs town. I don't think the Raptors are anywhere near the Leafs.
Well, this is a complicated one because
There's lots of moving parts in this game.
Yeah, yes, in terms of the masses, in terms of the volume, there isn't a comparison. That, like, the Leafs, wheels falling off the Leafs actually drives interest in some ways and certainly drives emotion. Not, it doesn't have the same effect when the Raptors or the Blue Jays go into the tank.
No, people don't care.
Well, I wouldn't say that. That's not true. Like, that's why I can't fully commit to it. That if we're talking, like, the size of it all, clearly the Leafs are bigger. I would argue they're more popular. But there is a massive Raptor fan base here that also lives and dies with every single game and does care and is yelling and screaming into the abyss about what's going on when the wheels start to fall off.
Yes. You know what the Raptors are afforded? The Raptors and the Blue Jays are afforded common sense. When they start struggling, everyone's like, you know what? Maybe let's get them next year. Let's develop Scotty Barnes. Let's do this and wait for some pitching prospects to develop, and maybe next year we'll be dialed in. When the Leafs do it, it's trade Marner, trade Matthews, fire Dubas, get rid of Shanny, redo the whole thing, and it's nonsense. It's non-rational thinking, and that's what the Leafs are dealt with.
Yeah.
Like, and the other two sports leagues in the city of Toronto, they're handed the gift of common sense when things don't go right. End of story. It's not even negotiable. That's just the way it works.
Yeah, that's actually very well put, and I think that probably is the difference, is the emotional swings, the yelling and
common
screaming.
Common sense. It's common sense.
Common sense.
Common sense. But there are, listen, don't sell short. The Raptors,
I just think there's a lot of bandwagon fans on the Raptors and Jays.
Yes.
That hop on when things are good and hop off when things are bad. But when it comes to the Maple Leafs, it's just full commitment from the majority of the fan base.
Have you guys ever heard a person say or tweet out, like, what a donkey move by Bobby Webster? Have you ever heard anything like that?
Yes. I mean, there are people.
Really?
That are,
what?
Well,
what?
There are guys. There are a lot of reporters that are covering this team daily, just like any other team, that are constantly on it.
Really? And, when's Bobby Webster ever taken a little bit of heat for something?
Give but me why would he have taken heat considering that he was part of the championship team? Exactly. Now, that is a conversation to be had in terms of how long does the shield hold, and if it gets to a point where, like last year, they openly tanked, and I think that was worthy of some criticism.
They kept Kyle Lowry, and then he just left.
Well,
so
we were yelling and screaming about
exactly.
the stupidity of that.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, and let's be honest, the trade that they ended up making, I don't know if Precious Achiuwa is ever going to be a player. And Dragic is a guy that they're just waiting to get rid of.
Yeah.
So they may have gotten absolutely nothing for Lowry, and they probably could have got a lot more at the trade deadline. We took him to town for that. A lot of people did. And it was, I think, deserved. But he's dealing with a different scenario because of how well the organization has been run, and they won the championship.
Well, and
that's where it's not fair to compare to the Leafs. The Leafs haven't won a playoff run in 17 years.
Yeah.
Why would people not be critical of them? You know? All right, Al's brother, do you have some filters after dark that maybe we can bring back to the table in about an hour?
Oh, we could pop one more filter after dark in.
Okay.
I had a couple of spicy ones.